objective, undercover brotherhood objective of sin.
Oh no, no.
I'm Janitara Begum, and I work in Operation Unite, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC. ACRA.
On Friday, February 3rd, turn out or tune in to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill for performances from Sam Lizabeth from the band Gorilla Toss, collaborating with bassist Henry Fraser, drummer Jason Navazari, and vocalist and wordsmith Sato San. Also, Berkshire County Quartet Sound 4 opened the show, and Hudson Valley's Jack Lizard performs at the end of the show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Friday, February 3rd, it'll be on the radio from 8 to 10 p.m., but there'll be a web stream of the entire show at wgxc.org/listen, or you can go to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and see the show in person, or listen on wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Praise the Lord and good morning, all our Brightside listeners, family, and friends, visitors too. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here where there is a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. And my friend, how are you this morning?
I am doing well, and I hope our listeners are ready for another great show today.
Yes, and me too. We wanted to make sure that you had the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're going to do that right now. We've got 6 songs back to back, 32 minutes uninterrupted music. We started out with Let It Rise by Mr. William Murphy. Well, coming up is In the Middle with Isaac Carey, I Believe by Bishop Marvin Sapps, Greater is Coming, Reverend Jacqueline Carr, But God with B.B. Winans and Isaac Carey again. Never Cast One Stone, Brother Thomas Ware. And after that, don't go nowhere because I'll be back right here with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. Yeah. We call him Ike Nice. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break, when your earth feels like it's about to shake, when you've taken all that you can take. What you can do, praise him anyway. This world brings my way. I'll praise you anyway.
are clapping.
Side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Your word is true. I wish I had one witness in me.
I never would have been ready for the making of. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing. In the spirit, preparing me for greater.
It's coming, it's coming.
Oh, my greater is coming.
It's coming, it's coming.
Oh, yeah, my greater is coming.
Coming,
yes, it
coming.
Is.
It's coming,
greater anointing,
it's coming,
greater power,
it's coming.
great because of him who rose from the grave. Not a deed that we've done to deserve the gift of his son. Yes, I know where I would be if he had not died for me. See, some of you were lying. If you're here and you're lost, oh, know that Jesus paid the cost at the cross between two thieves. Ask of him, Lord, remember me.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. This is The Bright Side. We've got more music for you coming up, and after that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said any day.
Yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
Still be alive.
Let me think about
yeah.
I don't have not one, Isaac.
That accident you passed last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name, but. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank you, Isaac.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said any day.
Who stepped in? Then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
If you're grateful for a but God in your life,
yeah.
Just say,
nobody.
Talk to him.
Just know that there ain't no situation that you come out of on your own.
He's always been there with you.
Right.
Canceled out, and your situation may have looked impossible, and now people are looking for an explanation on how in the world you made it through what you went through. Now, I don't want you to let everybody in all your business, but I just want you to look at them and give them the short version of your testimony, and just tell them, you know what, it was nobody. Yep.
You never condemned me. You only loved me. You wrote me into your destiny. You never cast one stone. You never cast one stone. Never cast one stone.
You never condemned me.
But you only loved
you
me.
You only loved me.
You wrote me into,
your destiny.
Your destiny. You never disowned
me. Never disowned me.
Or turned your back.
Or turned your back on me.
But you showed me what love,
you showed me what love
was supposed,
was
to,
supposed
be.
To be.
You never.
You never cast one stone.
If I could just get all hands in the air right now. Need somebody to worship with me. If you could just press with me for one moment and say you never. Come on, let's declare that in the atmosphere. Let's declare that over our lives today. Oh, how merciful God is. How grateful I am for your everlasting love. You never. Oh, for the peace that you put upon me. Despite of what people said. Despite of what I said about myself. The pity parties that I went into, the sin that I was found in, when I felt like I let myself down, when I felt like I let my family down, you never cast one stone. And how thankful I am that you looked down on me and you saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself. Why did you love me? Why did you care about me? I was a wretch undone, but you stepped out of glory because you loved me. When the accuser accused me, you were my intercessor. You spoke out for me.
Well, beloved, If you tuned in last week, I was sharing from the topic, Scripture for Skeptics, thinking about how many skeptical people I run into today, cynics, and always have been in the world, but just seems to be more today than ever before in my lifetime. At least I'm coming across more and more people who express cynicism about God, about the Bible, about Jesus. I come from an era where we did have prayer in schools, where if my parent didn't take us to church, she sent us to church. And the adults that were there were people who loved the Lord and had love for children, even those who were not their own. There were Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders who weren't looking to abuse us or misuse us. Their goal was that we would realize the love that God had for us. I came to realize that their true intent was to impart in us their love for God and the knowledge of God's word and God's love for us revealed in it. They were men and women who voluntarily served God by training children to love and reverence God. They taught us Bible verses by memorization. They taught us the good news through song. They planned events and activities that broadened our perspectives of life in the world around us. It would be another 20 years before I realized the impact that these men and women had on my life. It wasn't until I followed in their footsteps and started to teach Sunday school and lead youth groups and eventually become a youth minister. As I reflect on my own childhood memories, on these childhood memories, I am excited and delighted whenever I see children having these experiences today, for I know what they are receiving is life-changing, life-giving, and life eternally. I commend and applaud the men and women who continue the tradition of teaching the younger children and training them up in the way they should go. So when they are old, they do not depart from it. This is the word of God in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. And applying his word in our lives is pleasing in the sight of God. One thing that I know is different from when I was a child is that we have so many more religious traditions in our communities that we're exposed to every day. And sometimes it seems as if even some Christians don't know what to believe. Some Christians, when chaos and confusion and mayhem appear in the course of an otherwise ordinary day, they act like they don't even know who God is and become open and susceptible to all kinds of teachings and philosophies and ideas. But I think that a close examination of the Holy Bible would reveal that the writings contained therein, as we are told in the Word of God, are given for our correction, our instruction, and in righteousness, and that we're being called back to that Word. Maybe it is that the times we are living in are being allowed by God to draw us back to basic instructions before leaving earth for believers in Christ Jesus. For believers in Christ Jesus, the call to return to Bible basics. Somebody clearly defined the word Bible in that acronym, Bible, meaning basic instructions before leaving earth. And even though the sacred canon of 66 books commonly referred to the Bible, written over hundreds of years by dozens of contributing authors, is full of history and poetry and law and worship and serving to guide us into deeper levels of understanding of things spiritual and things temporal, things that are and things that were and things that are to come, things of heaven and things of earth and things under the earth. There are some truths that are consistent throughout in all of that. And that is the love that God has for his creation. The love that God has for his creation. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, we remember how the creation of the world and the creation of humanity was spoken into existence by God, thought out the sun to give us light by day, the moon to give us light by night, seed to give us food to eat, the birds of the air, the fowl and the fish, all thought out so well and so wonderfully by God. How God then said, let us create man in our own image and likeness, and breathed into this creation the breath of God, making us living souls. What love, what love. The word of God says we're created just a little lower than God, and that one day we'll judge angels. And that was the book of Genesis in chapter 1. Hundreds of years later, John writes in his book, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him, not anything made was made. With him is life, and the life that is the light of men. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Yes, beloved, looking at the chaos, looking at the confusion, looking at the mayhem, looking at the state of the world and the state of our nation, and I'm seeing that there's a void. And I think that void can be filled by a collective and individual returning to God, to the Word of God, where God reveals himself as one God. Not many, but one God presenting himself to us in three manifestations, as Father, as Son, and Spirit. Let us look to God. God is the anchor of our soul. God is the answer to our prayer. God is the help and hope that we have, and certainly the help and hope that we need. Thinking about you today, beloved, and all of those who are going through, struggling, trying to make sense of it, trying to stay up the fray, trying to stay joy, share joy in the midst of sorrow, trying to elevate the minds and lives of children and young people today, a job that we as elders have been entrusted by God to. I hope it encourages somebody to reach out to a child, train them up in the way they should go. The Bible, it's good news. It's basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's my spiritual thought, my commentary for today.
You called me by surprise. I had my own timeline, thought my issue escaped your mind, but you called me by surprise. Here you go again, showing up as spring. Yeah. How could I?
Testimony. I've seen it over and over. Jesus, to show up at the right time again.
Right time, at the right time, yeah. He's gonna show up at the right time.
Right time, at the right time.
Isn't that just like Jesus, beloved? He always comes through. Yes, beloved, he will do that for you. And he'll do it for me. And he'll do it again and again and again. So you know what we say. No matter how gray the day or how dark the clouds, the sun is still there and the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. I want to wish you a blessed week. And happy birthday to all our February birthdays. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is coming up real soon. So remember to love on the ones you love. And we'll be sharing more about what's happening this Black History Month in the Columbia County area on our Tuesday afternoon show. So don't go nowhere, y'all. Y'all stay right there. And listen, as we say, God bless you till we speak again. Be blessed.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out. 'Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. 'Cause I spoke to God. I live a lie. Never have to wonder why. Never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God.